Hey, folks, this is a good segue into this. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, so here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lawton. How you doing? Go ahead.
Good morning, Mark. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a squeegee. He's mopping up his
seat. Oh, man.
Mopping it right up.
All right, buddy. I want to ask you about something. Something that Kanye West said during the benefit concert about Bush's response to Hurricane Katrina. Quote, if I could, Kanye West said, Bush doesn't care about black people, end quote.
Well, Mark, that was a very hurtful thing that Kanye West said. Hurtful.
That's Kanye West. West.
That's what I said. Uh-huh. Conrad West. Yeah. You know, President George W. two terms mandate Bush is easily the most progressive president we've ever had when it comes to race. I got to tell you, I don't understand where Cornel West's anger is coming from. Hip-hop just seems angry to me. I don't know why Kurt would say that.
It's Kanye West. And, you don't know where the anger is coming from, Lawton.
No.
Don't you think it's at least suspicious that relief came so slowly for a city that is predominantly black and poor?
All right. I'm going to let your Secretary of State, Ms. Condoleezza Rice, respond to your race card, okay? Said Ms. Rice, quote, "Nobody, especially the president, would have left people unattended on the basis of race." Ace Trump's Joker, end of story.
No, you're done. Oh, yeah, Connie.
She has spoken.
She cares so much about black people that when Katrina hit, she was in New York buying expensive shoes and seeing the Monty Python musical Spam-A-Lot, my friend.
Okay, hang on a minute.
All right.
That was research. You see, Spam-A-Lot takes place in the Middle Ages and paints a very accurate portrait of people living in the mud, enduring plagues, all kinds of adverse situations. She was just doing her homework, Mark, like President Bush always does.
Wow, yeah.
That was homework.
Yeah, yeah, he really did his homework on this one. Are you telling me that if the hurricane had hit some all-white suburb that he wouldn't have been on top of it immediately?
Of course he would have. But, Mark,
yeah,
you know why he waited to respond, don't you?
Oh, this is going to be good. Why?
Because he understands the black community.
He
would have gone in there and given them relief on day one. But that would have been so insulting. That would have been saying to the black community, you can't help yourselves. You're little babies. Okay, no, sir. He has too much respect for that. It's tough love, Mark. But it's love.
Oh, my God. You're really out
it's
there today,
love.
Buddy. Where did he get that tough love idea from? His mother?
Probably.
Barbara Bush looked at all those poor people in the Astrodome and said this was working out well for some of them. What about that, my friend?
Well, I was taught never to disagree with my elders, especially if it's the sacred womb that issued forth President George W. two terms mandate Bush. A lot of anger today. But, hey, Mark, she's right. Those refugees are getting a pretty sweet deal down there. Shoot, I've never been to the Astrodome, okay? I'd love to see that. I hear it's great. And I sure as heck have never been there for free with three hots and a cot. It's a sweet deal. I hear Macy Gray was down there. You know, I don't know who that is, but it's probably good.
Oh, man.
I'd like to meet Macy Gray.
Oh, you're riding the line today, buddy. All right, so all those people are just having a party down there. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
the Astrodome, is that it? Well, and even you have to admit that there have been some serious, serious mistakes made this week, my friend.
Well, of course there's been some serious mistakes made, starting with that mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin.
Oh, come on.
He just kept running down President Bush week long, playing the blame game over and over again. You know, that man's a loose cannon.
Oh,
I have a video of Ray Nagin moving sandbags off the levee into the trunk of his car.
Stop.
I've got video, okay? Did you know he has a private stem cell laboratory? He's cloning people just to lower President Bush's poll numbers. They actually evacuated in New Orleans. All those people you see on TV floating around, those are Ray Nagin's clones.
Stop it.
I have video.
You're
I have
crazy.
Proof. I have proof of all of
Lawton,
it.
You're more
I have
nuts.
Proof of
you
all of it.
You are more nuts than usual today. And, you
know, I don't know what that
first
means
of all,
either.
Listen, given the way Bush has treated black people in this country, they might as well be clones, my friend. Kanye West was just said out loud.
Conrad.
Well, No, Kanye West has said out loud what we've been thinking for a long time. He doesn't care about black people. You know whose house he was upset over after all was said and done? Trent Lotz, my friend. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know about his relationship with the black people. Doesn't care. He doesn't care, Lawton. Yeah, cry, you little baby.
Mark?
Yeah.
If Bush doesn't care about black people, that doesn't mean he doesn't care about my favorite singer. Charlie Pride. I have all his records on vinyl. A Sunshiny Day with Charlie Pride. The Best of Charlie Pride. Oh, Volume 2. Oh. Why does George Bush hate Charlie Pride? Kiss an angel good morning. And love her like the devil when you
stop,
get
stop.
Back.
You can't, just take it easy. You can't start Pride. Singing Charlie Pride.
Can't handle
song.
That.
You can't stop.
I can't.
All right, just take it easy. Pull it together.
I can't.
It was a little creepy today, but just pull it together.
I
you all right? He's really crying.
Does he hate Charlie Pride?
No, he doesn't. He probably likes Charlie Pride. You all right?
You know, this whole thing's a Democratic conspiracy.
Oh, no.
This whole thing. I can smell Clinton all over
it.
Good, goodbye. Got that Clinton
goodbye,
smell
Lawton.
All
goodbye,
over
Lawton.
God
goodbye.
Loves you. Deal with it.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
You know, Riley. Riley.
He's scaring me from week to week over here.
that got a little too real in here. You know?
Yeah, I know.
It got a little too, I think he was really crying. You're all right, Kent?
he doesn't know who Kent
is. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.